All right. It's getting late.
Is it late?
It's 10:45.
It's 10:45 p.m.
P.m.
Which stands for late.
Yeah. Partially mud.
Especially since you got up at since we got up at 4:30 for the last 2 days.
Yeah. Partially mud.
Partially mud. Yeah. What it stands for?
Partially mud.
What does AM stand for? All mud?
All mud. Especially at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my. Okay. Well, what day is it? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
It's Thursday show. It's the Thursday show.
Cool, so, cool. Come on. So tonight we're going to record more shows.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. All ready? Right.
Yeah.
Sucked up?
I am.
Give me a high five. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I can do it again. Put me in, coach.
Okay, come on now. Are you ready? All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Sacked up? You ready to go?
Yeah.
You ready to talk to all the listeners?
Yeah,
they're excited to hear you? Okay, high five. Let's go. Yeah.
All right.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. Sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than being left out of the will.
It's better
than having all the nerve but none of the skill.
It's better
than someone criticizing the way you grill.
It's better
than falling downstairs.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels.
You think he was eventually going to run out of things that were better than?
No. No, I think there's plenty of things.
There's plenty of things we're better than? You have to think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this for just a second. He plans on doing 365
intros, yeah.
Intros.
Mm-hmm.
And he lists better than this.
Four things
in every entry. So that's 365 times four.
That's a whole lot of things.
That's 20, carry the two, four times
1460.
20, 4 times 6 is 24, and 2 is 6. Carry the 2. It's 12. It's 1,460.
Yeah.
And things that we're better than.
Yeah.
That's the goal, to find.
All right.
1,460 things we're better than.
But I think there's.
You think there's more than that?
An endless supply.
An endless supply of things that we're better than.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you listened to our shows?
Of course I have.
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Oh, and today we're going to talk about Walmart?
Yeah. Yeah, Walmart. Walmart commercials specifically.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. And this time we're actually not going to be bagging on them.
No. They actually, they did something right for a change. So I was at the gym the other day, and I'm running on the treadmill, and...
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And I see a commercial for Walmart, and it says, just before they fade out, it says, the more you save, the more Christmas you can give.
The more you save, the more Christmas you can give. Oh, okay. I get it. So if I save money, I can give more.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy more.
I don't go home with more money in my pocket.
No,
I can buy more gifts.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's the Walmart way.
That's the Walmart way.
Yeah.
Give us all your money. We'll give you a lot of crap.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. But no. What I saw was
not only
a genius piece of marketing.
Yes.
But a salvation message.
A salvation message?
Yes.
I can't believe they used the word Christmas.
They did. They did. They wouldn't say holiday. They said Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe this is why I see a salvation message. And the salvation message is that we are supposed to witness to people. We are supposed to to tell them the good news. We are supposed to give our testimony.
Yes.
Okay. And when we do,
uh-huh.
whether we do it through our actions or through our words. It is the workings of God to either soften that person's heart or to open their eyes or to bring them to that moment where they accept Jesus, whatever that is, wherever they are in that process. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are a piece of that. Okay, so in essence, we are a part of that saving of that person. A person's soul, right?
Okay.
We are part
I'm
of
following you.
Yeah, we are part of the saving them.
Yes.
We don't save them.
No.
That's not what
but
we
God
do.
God saves them through us.
Well,
he saves them through grace, but he leads them to salvation.
He uses us, right, to lead them to salvation. Yeah, he uses us to help lead them to salvation so they can be saved.
Yes.
Okay. So the more the more you save,
yes,
the more Christmas you can give.
Ah, Christmas.
Yeah.
So the more you tell, the more you say, the more you say, the more Christmas you give.
There you go.
I like that.
So I thought that
Walmart is preaching the gospel.
I think so.
That's the message I'm spreading.
That's what I'm spraying.
Get them sued by the ACLU. Everybody wins.
Yeah. It was everybody wins. No. But I thought it was good.
I thought it was good.
I was happy that they used Christmas instead of holiday.
Happy enough to go there again, maybe?
No.
Buy a pencil?
No.
No.
Okay. Although we did buy Maggie's bicycles there.
Why?
Because we went to Target first.
Yes.
And Target didn't have no selection.
No selection?
No selection. They actually had a very...
Why didn't you go to the bike shop?
Weenie.
The point of not going to Walmart was not so you could shop at Target. The point of not going to Walmart was so you could buy from a local businessman. Why didn't you buy a loaf from the local bike shop?
Because the local bike shop is a pawn shop.
This is true. And they all come from Walmart.
And they all come from Walmart. So I went to Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway... But that's my Walmart story. That's my.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Salvation on a stick.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today. This has been a great show. Appreciate everything that y'all give to this. I'm sorry.
Does he want to talk about that one thing?
Too much?
No, just one thing.
We'll see what Grace. We'll see what. Let's go ahead and play a voicemail.
Okay,
we're still gonna play some voicemails.
Okay,
right.
Until I start posting. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Let's see what this one says.
Hey guys, John Wilkerson here, the Jesus Geek. I just wanted to call and comment on the gay Latino disco episode. When you talk about such subjects...
Okay, this is a comment on the gay Latino disco episode, so you might want to have your children close their ears, because I have no idea what he's about to say.
Is it an episode? Is it an episode like you have a
yeah,
Tourette syndrome sort of fit sort of thing, an episode?
I don't know.
You have a spell? Having spells, like you get dizzy and stuff. Like old people say, they had a spell. Is it an episode?
No, you don't have an episode of gayness.
Okay,
you just can't do that.
Trying to understand the episode.
No,
okay,
that's not a spell. Okay, that's a sin, not a spell.
I had a bout of gayness.
Maybe Michigan Charlie says that. Not that.
He had a bout.
A spell.
Oh, yeah, a spell. Yeah.
Yeah. He says my doctor calls them heart attacks, but I call them spells.
Yeah.
Good grief, dude.
Yeah.
That's one tough guy. Well, I would not want to be in a fight with him. Can you imagine?
Any spell you can walk away from is a good one.
I guess so. Oh, let me finish the John Wilkerson thing here.
It would be nice, little disclaimer right in front, because some of us just play our podcast back to back. And we don't really know what the next one is that's coming up. And so if we have children in a car with us, we don't want to have to drive off the road while we're trying to stop the podcast or change the podcast. Now, I'm not saying that happened to me, because it didn't.
Can you see John? There's 9 kids in the back.
Now, don't you intro the shows. Didn't we say... I have to go back and listen to that one.
I have no idea.
You have no idea what it says?
If I actually intro it, yeah. So I try to intro the shows. I try to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I actually did on that one or not.
I thought you did. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure I did. Yeah, because yeah. I like the gay Latino disco.
Yeah,
I like the way it flows off your tongue. You know, that whole string of words.
But I'm just offering you a little friendly advice. That's all. Bye. Like the show.
Bye. Like the show. It kills him to say that, you know.
Yeah, well, I think...
Just to work up for it. Work up to it.
I think we should come up with a standard intro for any show that's going to have off-color topics.
Yeah, but see, it's hard to know because we usually let these things flow. And I don't want to mess with our flow.
Yeah,
but we got just, the FloJo magic, man.
But we just come up with like a, you know, like a...
But how do we know there's going to be something in like that
an
show?
Amber alert or something.
That we go back and put on after the show?
I guess.
Yeah, we'd have to go back and put it on after the show.
Well, we could probably do that, I guess.
Not an Amber alert.
No, I'm just being sassy. No,
we'll call it a Wilkerson alert.
That's good.
Okay,
there you go.
I like it. All right, we'll use that.
A Wilkerson alert.
Yeah, I even got a sound effect for it. So we'll just do the whole, this is a Wilkerson alert. This show may contain things that need to go down the toilet, or something like that.
Yeah,
that should have been left in the toilet. Oh, that's even better.
No, I don't know. Even that's a Wilkerson alert.
Well, that's kind
for some.
That's the point, I guess.
Too many. I don't know.
Maybe we should just have a Saturday All Adult Swim.
What?
A Saturday Adult Swim.
What's an Adult Swim?
Like on Saturdays, we're going to release one show on Saturdays, and that show is going to be the Adult Swim, and we're not, and that's when we talk about those kind of topics.
Oh, like it's, like we gear it toward a certain day.
Yeah.
Well, what if we have more than one show in a week? That's
how many times you want to talk about poo?
Adult Swims. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
That's what Bubble Thoughts is for.
That was what Jill said. She says maybe we should post those things over on Bubble Thoughts.
Yeah, maybe we should.
So,
if she'll let me
post those things, we could post them over there.
Sure.
But then we'd have to record a whole other show.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should just avoid those topics.
Yeah, probably so.
Oh, man.
You all right?
No.
All right, so you want to go on to loyalty cards, ooh, or do you want to?
What are we looking at on time wise? We still got to hear from Bonita.
Well, let's have Bonita and Bonita, and then we'll cut it. We'll cut it for the day,
and we'll do loyalty cards tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what she has to say here.
Hey guys, John Wilkerson here, the Jesus Geek.
That's not Bonita, by the way. Good day, fellow
RDS. Chaz has posted a very interesting article on the forum. It is about Westboro Baptist Church. These people picket the funerals of our fallen heroes. They have vile signs filled with lies they attribute to our Lord. They claim to be Christians, but like many people in this world, they are following a man, not a risen Savior. And because of that, they have given many of the lost in this country the wrong impression of Christianity. But the Lord has commanded us in Matthew 22:39, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hard to do with these people, but they are also from whom the Lord died. So today let's join together in prayer for this congregation, that their eyes may turn from man to the Lord. Blessings to all. Bonita sending you back to the squirreliest blind squirrels I know, Brad and Chaz.
You know, this is the whole, you know what this is?
What?
This is Jonah.
This is Jonah?
This is Jonah. Jonah was...
Can we wrap them up and throw them in the belly of the whale?
No.
Oh.
Jonah
can
was...
Can we drop a whale on them?
Hold on. Okay. Jonah was supposed to go and deliver unwanted news.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And he eventually did that, right? Again, kind of under duress. He eventually did that.
Yes.
But that wasn't good enough for him. He wanted to see the people pay.
Yeah, he wanted to sit up under there and watch them.
So
die.
So he went on the outside of the city and he watched the wrath of God.
He
perched himself up there and he wanted to see the wrath of God. He thought they deserved it and they should get it, and that was all that was going to satisfy him.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
Right.
And this is the same thing that these people are wanting. They want to go and boycott or protest or slander or whatever you want to call it, the funeral of a fallen soldier. and use it for as a platform for what they their message they want to deliver. Not that I don't even think that's God's message, because I don't think he wants you delivering it this way. You know,
it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, and then they want to see see the wrath of God.
That's true.
This is what this is the same thing. It's the same story.
And I think that it's not working.
It's not,
because just the stories become the fact that they do it, not what they're saying at the funeral.
Exactly. Which is exactly the Jonah sitting on the hill waiting for the wrath of God, and it doesn't happen. Yeah, the whole thing
Can we drop a whale on him?
Oh, the whole thing is nasty. And and let me tell you, if it doesn't start with love,
can we feed him to whales?
Then it's not going to go anywhere. It just gets whale blubber all over you.
I'd like to love them to death. Whale blubber all over you.
It gets whale blubber all over you.
I love them people to death.
All up in your ears.
Ew. Whale blubber in your ears? Really? Really?
Well, you know. Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow.
I don't know. We jumped right into it there.
It's a well blubber in your ears.
Well, I started it while ago.
Yeah. Wow. Jumped loud. Right very loud.
Okay.
Wow. Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
Well blubber?
No. Just that.
In your ears.
All right. Remember, everybody. No well blubber. And the more you
don't
save.
Don't touch the ham.
The more you save, the more Christmas you can give.
The more you save, the more Christmas you can give. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. What else?
Fast and Dias.
That's all?
That's it.
Fine. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.